of Imran Anwar Incorporated in New York, and he joins us now on the information line. Hi, Imran.
Good morning, George.
Well, you and I have been talking about a very important area of the world that is kind of being pushed out of the spotlight because we have so many other things happening, as we've said many times, and that is Malaysia. And, of course, we've talked about Indonesia as well, and that region is ripe for a lot of social disruption, among other things. And most recently, as we discussed, the gentleman who was the kind of the number two man in Malaysia was brought into court. He'd been detained, Mr. Anwar Ibrahim. He'd been detained, I guess is the word, and on sex and corruption charges. He was brought into court, his first court appearance, with bruises on his arm and a swollen eye. And they say it added to the overall unease, I think was the euphemism they used, in Malaysia. Let me ask you where things stand at this point, kind of an update on conditions, taking that event yesterday into account.
Well, basically, George, like you explained, the problem has been this could be more likely a trumped-up charge against Anwar Ibrahim. Basically, the just a little background for our listeners. Malaysia, of course, is one of the up-and-coming economic powerhouses in that region for quite some time now, where a lot of Western companies have set up operations to take advantage of local resourceful people and hardworking people, and the being the gateway to the Asian markets, etc. Things have been going well there, except that it's like in many other parts of like in many other countries in that part of the world. The country is ruled by a 72-year-old man who has been in power for about 17 years. And while the going was good, it didn't really matter whether there was a bit of authoritarianism in place. But when economic downturns come about, people usually find fault with whoever is in power, and especially if it's an authoritative figure. Since there are discussions that are not taking place, it makes it easier both for the economy to be mismanaged and two people to feel that it is being mismanaged. And basically that is what was happening. Now, Mr. Mahathir Mohamad, the 72-year-old prime minister, had selected Anwar Ibrahim as his successor. How final that was, nobody can be sure, of course, because people can always change their minds. But when the economic downturn came and Mr. Mahathir Mohamad wanted to take back the economic reforms that had helped the country get to where it was, his successor chose to oppose him and to side with what the IMF and everybody was saying. And that did not go over very well with Mr. Mohamad.
Yes, and as I understand it, Mr. Ibrahim is a free market man and was looking for, as you said, pushing for some of the changes that had been that the international community would have been pushing for. In the meantime, it gets confusing to the average American, I think, trying to follow this even, and most Americans probably are not, but even those that are, as to why the gentleman was arrested. But it has nothing, at least according to the official story, it has nothing to do with mismanagement of the economy or anything like that. That's supposedly just coincidental. As I understand it, he was arrested for sex acts, illicit sex acts, at least by the standards in Malaysia, for letting a couple of, supposedly his adopted brother and a former speechwriter, he had supposedly sodomized these gentlemen. Now, that's the official charge, am I correct?
That is the official charge, and George, I think you and I have been around long enough that, you know, I will never go out and say, well, that's not possible, but considering what's happening in Washington, anything is possible and worse.
But it's an interesting coincidence that when they needed to get this, they thought when Mr. Mahathir Mohamad thought that he needed to get rid of this gentleman, that this story materialized.
Absolutely, George. As a matter of fact, he came out and said it. He said, "I had heard these accusations before, but I was defending him. But now I asked the people myself." Who were victims of his sexual acts. My question would be, One, why is the Prime Minister of the country personally acting as judge and jury and investigator general in speaking with what would be witnesses in a criminal case according to local law? And again, as you and I discussed previously, and as you mentioned just now, the timing of it, is it possible that there may be some truths to the allegations? Who knows? And frankly, who cares?
Well, that's right. By our standards here in this country, say, what is this all about? It sounds like something from, you know, the early colonial days. But they have this very much more rigid system, obviously almost a theocracy, being predominantly a Muslim country. And as I understand it, they have this, so if I'm reporting it correctly, it's the Internal Security Act that covers these things and a lot of other things. And under that act, they could detain Mr. Ibrahim indefinitely, I think.
I agree with you on that, George, that it's an Islamic conservative society, and most Islamic societies tend to be on the conservative side when compared to any Western society. But keep in mind that just because a state and a society have a certain official religion or a certain official way of looking at things, that does not necessarily mean that all the people of that country will follow that. For example, America will have freedom of speech, that it's okay to say or do anything, but if somebody burns the American flag, people are upset by that. The counterpoint applies in this case, is that yes, the laws may say that this is illegal and people may not be very happy about it, but most people have been so inured against scandal and everything that most people might say, whoa, you know, I always thought there was something fishy about him, but who cares?
Well, am I correct that just because it's illegal by some statute, that doesn't mean that it isn't, and I don't know, you tell us, it doesn't mean that it's ever enforced, that it isn't really, by today's standards, even in Malaysia, more what we would call a blue law, that it really is a law that it may be on the books, but under the circumstances would never be enforced?
Absolutely, George. As a matter of fact, even though it's an unrelated topic, I'll throw in Pakistan as an example. There was an accusation some years ago that the Prime Minister of Pakistan had sired an illegitimate child with a well-known entertainment personality, and who was married also at that time. You know, a lot of people suspected it to be true, but he did very good work in office, and not because he refused to step down, but nobody brought up the issue. And yes, Pakistan is an even more conservative.
So Americans shouldn't believe that this makes sense because this is a fundamentalist country of some kind. That would be playing into the hands of the government's rhetoric at this point, is I think what you're telling us.
Absolutely.
And, so where do you see this going? And I didn't mean to interrupt, but we're almost out of time. Where do you see this going? What are the next several weeks going to bring?
Well, basically, I think a lot will depend on two or three people. One will be the leader of the opposition of the Democratic Action Party in Malaysia, Kim Siang, whose actions will speak a lot for whether they're really for reform and improvements in the country and to bring Mahathir down, or if they will just sit back and like enjoy Anwar Ibrahim's misery, so to speak. And secondly, on the youthful leadership within Mr. Mahathir Mohamad's own party, if they see what is happening to who was obviously the number two man and the favorite successor, it should make everybody think twice about what could happen to them. So it could be a scary thing and make people quiet down, or it may be it's time to change the structure and to get rid of Mr. Mohamad.
And as we've talked about in fairly recently, this is particularly important because in the region there is tension, an outburst of significant social unrest in one country can lead to that kind of a catalyst, it can be the catalyst for social unrest regionally.
Leadership by example, basically, and hence crisis by example.
Imran, thank you as always. You have a great day, and we will talk soon.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Imran Anwar, president of Imran Anwar Incorporated in New York.